Democrats and Republicans are gearing up for another momentous impeachment trial beginning tomorrow. The two sides are hammering out the details of the unprecedented second trial of former President Donald Trump. We're joined now by NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, we've simply never seen this before in American history, a president impeached twice, the second time after he's left office. How are senators preparing for this occasion?
Well, you know, they're going to be the jury, and we've already seen that 45 Republicans have sided with Senator Rand Paul, who brought this measure forward, that believing that this is unconstitutional for the Senate to even bring it forward. We're going to see tomorrow them starting this trial. We know that the House impeachment managers on the Democratic side are trying to push a shortened case, one heavy on video and emotional pleas from, recalling the events of January 6th to try to make it, something to, almost try the president before the public to convince them rather than just the senators.
I see. And they will be led by Representative Jamie Raskin. And again, the charge is for inciting a riot. Aside from that emotional appeal, I mean, the nuts and bolts, how are they going to make the case?
Are they going to say that the president is singularly responsible, not just based on his rhetoric at the January 6th rally at the Ellipse at the White House when the pro-Trump mob then stormed the Capitol, but also his role in false claims that set the groundwork for this and this false grievance that they had, that that the president had a right to say that there was that the election was stolen from him, even though there was no evidence for that, and that groundswell, that was the whole reason why they were there in the first place, and that the president's responsible for that.
So his culpability is sort of the substance of the case against him, but there's also this procedural point, and as you said, Domenico, 45 Senate Republicans voted to dismiss the trial before it even began, claiming that just from a process standpoint, you can't convict a president who isn't in office anymore. Let's hear Trump ally Lindsey Graham and the way he put it on Face the Nation yesterday.
If you believe he committed a crime, he can be prosecuted like any other citizen. Impeachment is a political process. We've never impeached a president once they're out of office. I think this is a very bad idea.
So, Domenico, he says it's a bad idea. On the other hand, he, like all of these members of Congress, had a very scary experience just last month. So, I mean, do Republicans think Trump should face any consequences then?
Some have called for censure, but on the case of precedent, it's interesting. Lindsey Graham leaves out the case of Ulysses S. Grant's war secretary in 1876, who was tried after he resigned. And the impeachment managers back then thought that this had settled the case because the Senate had voted back then that they did have jurisdiction. Now, it was controversial back then. The Trump lawyers, who have just put out their 75-page brief responding to some of the charges, cite this case and said that, essentially because Belknap wasn't convicted by two-thirds and because most of the senators back then didn't think that they had standing, or most of the senators who voted to acquit him thought that he didn't have standing, that's enough to say it's unconstitutional, even though a majority of the senators voted to convict him. So it was a controversy back then, and it's still a controversy today.
I see. So some details there of the arguments that the former president's defense team is going to make. How about a few other process things, Domenico, in the moment that we have left? Because we need other things to get sorted out, like how long the trial is going to take, whether both sides can call witnesses. Where do those things stand?
Yeah, we're not sure how long this is going to go on. All signs are that it could be a week or so. I really think that what's interesting is going to be how the Trump team, how their lawyers go down this path. They're going to make what looks like a narrow constitutional argument that a former president can't be tried and that impeachment is mainly about removal and not disqualification from office. Because if they go down the path of the election fraud, that could shake loose some Republicans. And there was only just a glancing mention of even the election fraud and the president's rhetoric on one line and one page of the 75-page brief.
That's NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, thanks.
Hey, you're welcome.